Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
Today, my goal is to illustrate to you a learning process, right? How does learning happen? What is the process of learning? And I'm going to use a crazy example, a real example that my wife and I have used to keep on deepening our expertise. In what area? You might laugh about this. In the area of which Starbucks do we go to at this time? Right? My wife and I are grateful and blessed to be financially independent for many, many years. So many times we work together, many times we are working independently, but we like to be out there in a Starbucks doing our work. And yes, I'm sure all of you have a list of reasons why you're overspending at Starbucks, etc., etc. That's true. We have always believed, like my daughter keeps reminding me, the goal is not always to reduce your expenses. Maybe there are unnecessary expenses you want to reduce, but the goal is to really increase your income to handle your expenses and not feel them at all. And I subscribe to that viewpoint, okay? So having addressed the moral questions about going to Starbucks regularly, let's get down to using this as an illustration, an example. How can we learn from what Chaco and I did over the last 1 or 2 years, right? So, and I'm going to pose a variation of the problem. Let's imagine that you like to go to Starbucks, you have a standard thing that you order. In our case, it is grande hot chocolate with almond milk, no whip. Right, so it's a standard order. As you can tell, it rolled off my tongue pretty quickly. So we know what we're going to take, and along with that I usually order a glass of water as well, okay, for hydration. So that's another good habit I have developed. So gradually, so it took us a little bit of time. I would try some vanilla bean before and something else before I finally, after having tried multiple things, I finally settled down into this one and said, okay, this is what we like. So you can call it kissing a lot of frogs before finding the prince, whatever your approach is, right? And then over time we figured out there are some benefits of having an app. At least you can keep track of your receipts more easily, the expenses more easily, the history of your spending more easily, or maybe even get some rewards. You may or may not, I haven't used any of the rewards yet, but potentially. So now you have this app, Starbucks app. And what's more, you can, if you know which Starbucks you're going to, you can send your order ahead of time, and when you go there, you can pick it up with your name written on it. Voila! Really? Yeah, you should try that. It is there. That's another incremental improvement. So you're seeing all these improvements, figuring out the beverage that we wanted to buy, getting the app to make it easier, sending the order in ahead of time. And then which Starbucks? Maybe you're the type that likes a large Starbucks, a peaceful, quiet place. So unfortunately, you can't go to one Starbucks, sit from morning till evening and hoping it'll be peaceful. I mean, such a Starbucks is potentially going out of business. They'll probably shut it down if they haven't already. So very unlikely. So Starbucks being a good positive business and generating a lot of revenues, most Starbucks out there tend to do that. They tend to be busy at least for a portion of the day. And if you're the type that wants to have quiet and working peacefully, then you cannot simply go to one Starbucks and sit down for the whole day. So trust me, my friend, you will need 2 or 3 Starbucks. And if you're the kind that is traveling, then you need multiple Starbucks in multiple cities by location. So how do we handle that problem? As a rule, my wife and I do not like being in a Starbucks that is within, for example, within a grocery store like Kroger's or a Target. We prefer a standalone Starbucks. We somehow find it easier to get in, park, go in, and then there are nicer environments, etc., etc., etc. So when I'm driving around, unfortunately, Google Maps does not distinguish it. So I have, over time, gradually identified these Starbucks that are within these larger companies, and I have made a note saying, do not go to these Starbucks. It's inside a Kroger's or something like that. You can label them. So now I have conveniently, because we would end up with dead ends, we would drive for 10-15 minutes and go to a Starbucks only to find out that it is inside of a Target or some other store. And we would have to start the problem all over again. So I hope you're understanding. I took a silly example of Starbucks, but do you see how by staying on one topic and kept on refining it and kept on refining it, kept on refining it, we just kept improving the depth and understanding over time.
Hey, are you in your 20s looking for the breakthrough in your career or finances or a side hustle, but unsure of the starting point? If so, we have good news for you. For a limited time only, we're offering a free one-on-one 30-minute call with our mentor to discuss your dreams, goals, and ambitions, and discover a way to begin your success journey. Book your free call now at http://bit.do/bookmymentor.
So our experience in Starbucks, we know what to order. We also know when to go. We realize over time that there is actually statistics. So you can find out when your Starbucks. First of all, you've identified 4 or 5 Starbuckses around the Hilton that you stay in New York, or the Sheraton you stay in Memphis, or near your home. So now, and you're saving all of these locations using your Google Maps, using certain labels, avoiding certain places. And what's more, now you give us any time of the day, we can open up the app, go to the Starbucks, and there's data about when is a crowded time, when is a less crowded time, and at any given point in time, 3 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, okay, we can actually find through the app, Google Maps app, we can go to the Starbucks that is under question and see whether it is crowded, less busy, not busy, etc., etc. And the funny thing is, not all Starbucks behave the same. At any point, we can always find a Starbucks that has peace, quiet, good Wi-Fi, and we go there and we get 2-3 hours of work done. And at 5 o'clock, we can easily move to some other location, have another 2-3 hours of peaceful time. So I hope this is helping you in understanding the problem-solving process. It's going to be gradual, it's deepening, it's almost like Shaku and I can write a master's thesis around how to work as independent contractors, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, as remote workers. And trust me, that horde, that crowd is increasing in size. Because we run into them, so many of them out there. So this whole gig economy is like absolutely exploding. So in our case, it was just done by personal need. So we gradually started off. We made our what to order easier, how to order easier, where to go easier, how to find data and analytics from Google Maps. So if you assemble all of these, you can tell that we have done a mini master's thesis around making our life so much better and around one company, Starbucks. I'm sure Starbucks should pay me for this, because we probably, just by doing this, it looks like we almost have a Starbucks budget, just like some people have Uber budget. Now, isn't it cool that you can actually build a company that is in the budget of people? There's nothing better to create a company that's worth hundreds of billions of dollars, I'm sure. So there goes that, and hope that's useful. So now you can take this and apply this to something else. So you want to become an expert in Internet of Things. You do the same thing. You start somewhere and you keep digging and you keep digging and you keep digging and you keep digging, you stay with it. You start hanging around people that are in IoT. You start reading books and listening to podcasts, all the stuff. So as you keep digging and digging, you'll start creating shortcuts to the right people, right companies. It'll build up your knowledge. You'll do your mini master's thesis over the next 2 years. Don't hesitate to do that. Don't hesitate to dedicate time, maybe an hour a day for the next 2 years. And you'll be pretty surprised as you dot the I's, cross the T's, dig deeper, how much of an expert you will become. Like we did not, this was not even by choice, we just were doing out of necessity. And today we look back and say, whoa, we are actually experts in Starbucks, in going to Starbucks and having a phenomenal experience. So you can do the same thing, except in your more important areas. Now, obviously I took a facetious example. I took Starbucks only to illustrate, okay? Don't get into the morality of it, etc., etc., etc. The consumerism, yeah, we can go off the tangent. Let's not do that. Let's just focus on the lesson to be learned from our experience in Starbucks and how you can apply that. Again, I hope you have been treating this more as a workshop. You've been taking notes and figuring out how to apply that. If you don't know how to apply it, write down 10 ways I can apply this in my life. So by doing that, you will find our podcast to be extraordinarily useful. Okay. So, and then you think of people that will benefit from it and share it with them. As always, head over to iTunes and Google Play, rate us 5 stars, and send us your questions, info@thementorshipprogram.co. See you next time, my friend. Have a great day. Bye.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us, and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.